We're speaking now with Hiram Erickson, and Hiram is a spokesperson for the Idahoans for Open Primaries. Hiram, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
And you're also a Republican precinct committee man in Madison County, as just wanted to state that as part of your credentials here. So we're going to be talking about the Open Primaries Initiative, and the most recent development there is that the Idaho Secretary of State last week confirmed the initiative to officially qualify for the ballot in November. That means everybody who's voting in November is going to get a vote on the Open Primaries Initiative. So can you summarize what the initiative is about briefly here, and then also tell us a bit about your background and how you got involved with the initiative?
Sure. So the initiative has two parts. The first thing that it does is it creates a top four open primary, which means that in the primary, rather than showing up and getting a Democratic ballot or Republican ballot or Libertarian ballot, all of the candidates for a particular office will show up on the same ballot. And everyone votes for the candidate of their choice. Then the top four candidates, regardless of party, move on to the general election. So in the general election in November, then you have four candidates. And in Idaho, that probably means that you're going to have multiple Republicans, particularly for your statewide races. Moving on to the general election. I would guess you're probably, if we look at something like a governor's race or like I say, a statewide race, you're probably going to have two Republicans, a Democrat, maybe an independent. You might have three Republicans and one Democrat, which obviously raises the problem of vote splitting, where the Republicans split the conservative votes, and then somebody else gets elected with a minority of the vote, say 25, 30%. You can imagine somebody getting elected with 30% in that scenario. So in order to avoid that, the initiative uses what's called an instant runoff, also called ranked choice voting, where you don't just vote for your preferred candidate, you also rank the other candidates. And then as votes are tabulated, the first round, everyone's first place choice is counted, and if somebody gets more than 50%, then that person will be the winner. If no one does, then the lowest vote getter is eliminated. And the candidates that had preferred that candidate, then their second choice vote then counts. And it's essentially a series of runoffs with the lowest vote getter being removed each round until someone gets to 50%. When you combine a top four open primary with the instant runoff, it does some pretty important things. One of them is that it changes the incentives for elected officials, because right now, with a closed Republican primary, candidates are incentivized just to talk and focus on activating their Republican base. Because in order to get elected in most parts of the states, and certainly in the area where I am, if you win the Republican primary, that's it. Most of the time, there's not even a contested race in the general. And if there is, it's not going to be close. So candidates now focus almost exclusively on activating their base, which means that they focus on language and issues that are divisive. They create wedge issues, and they focus on inflaming passions rather than building coalitions or actually solving real problems. The open primary and then using an instant runoff in the general election incentivizes candidates to focus on the issues that are important to the entire voting district, be that the entire state or for state house races, that legislative district. I'm a Republican. I've been a Republican my entire life. I've served as a precinct committeeman. I'm currently serving as a precinct committeeman. But I have friends and neighbors who aren't, and they're independents or they're Democrats, and they have not been able to vote in a meaningful election for state representatives, state senators in decades in Madison County. And even though I hope and I anticipate that Republicans will continue to dominate Idaho politics for the foreseeable future, my neighbors that are independents should get to vote. So the other thing, as a Republican, the other thing that the current system does is it incentivizes people that really aren't Republicans, that don't want to be Republicans. They might be libertarians, they might be Democrats, they might be independents. It incentivizes all of them to join the Republican Party so that they can vote in that primary. And that has created some distortions in the party. And I think most people recognize that. We can argue about how big it is or which way, what impact it has on the party. But there's a lot of my neighbors that don't really love being a registered Republican. And the open primaries initiative will remove that incentive, and it will allow people to register and be whatever they want to be as far as their political affiliation might be. It will right size the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think right now what occurs is a lot of people register strategically rather than necessarily, you know, following what they'd like to be. They want to be an independent, but they feel they need to register as a Republican just to be able to make a vote that counts. It's certainly true up here in Legislative District 1 that the election is generally over in the primary because Republicans are so much more numerous here than independents or Democrats. And what district are you, what legislative district are you in Madison County?
34.
Okay, so same, it's pretty uniform around the state that way, I imagine.
Yeah, there's a few pockets where you could get a contested general election, but it's certainly the exception, not the rule.
And I know at least a couple other states have adopted open primaries and the instant runoff format. What's been the experience of those states? Alaska's one, and I'm thinking, is it Utah is also using this system?
Well, it depends on what we mean by this system, because the initiative has those two parts, the top four open primary and then an instant runoff in the general. And the only state that is doing that is Alaska. And Alaska has done it for one election cycle. And in the last election cycle, Republicans did great. They did just as they had under previous their other voting system. There's a very conservative governor. They're a majority in the state legislature, just like they have been in the past. It doesn't discriminate against any party. it just accurately reflects the views of the citizenry. And in a state like Idaho that is conservative, it will continue to be conservative and will continue to elect Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned Utah. There are some other states that use an instant runoff or ranked choice voting. Utah uses it in some municipal elections, but actually a lot of municipal elections, but it doesn't use it for its statewide or state house elections and doesn't pair it with the top four primary. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'd say that the initiative is, you know, there's going to be some opposition to it. And in fact, Attorney General Raul Labrador has said he's going to attempt to block the measure from the ballot. Does he have grounds to do that? And I assume that would be a court challenge. And how might that play out?
I don't believe that there is a good faith argument to be made that the open primaries initiative is inconsistent with current Idaho law. I'm not the attorney that's representing the initiative. From what I understand, that the AG has said is that his primary complaint is what's called the single subject rule, which is that a law, and that includes an initiative, has to deal with just one topic, and that the argument is that a top four open primary is one topic and the instant runoff is another. And to me, they are the same thing. The top four open primary necessitates the instant runoff. They're both dealing with elections. We've certainly seen lots of laws pass the legislature that are much less focused on one issue than this one. So I'm confident that if he decides to challenge it in court, that the open primaries initiative will be well represented and that ultimately it'll be successful.
Okay, we should mention that I believe you're an attorney yourself, right, with Rigby Andrus and Rigby Law Practice in Rexburg?
That's correct.
Yeah.
But again, I'm not...
You're not representing. I understand.
That's right. I'm just a volunteer. Yeah. I'm not. They're not a client.
Right. But I just wanted to mention you do have a legal background, so you can look at it with a little more authority than some of us. So... Well, that's Raul Labrador, but also the Idaho Republican Party Chair, Dorothy Moon, she's come out in opposition to the initiative. She's called it a pernicious plot. The Idaho Freedom Foundation, which has a lot of sway, has spoken against it. On the other hand, quite a number of prominent Republicans, including the former Governor Butch Otter and the retired Supreme Court Justice Jim Jones, support it. So what is the dynamic within the Republican Party concerning this initiative?
Well, I'm sure you will be shocked to hear that the Republican Party is somewhat split. And that shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody that has been paying attention to Idaho politics over the last 8 years or so. And I think that split largely comes because, as I've mentioned, the Republican Party is the only game in town. So everybody is joining it as their mechanism to impact public policy. The people, for the most part, that are most vociferous in their opposition to the open primaries initiative are the people who don't believe that their candidates can win if everybody has a vote. So I'll give you an example of how this happens. If you get into a district like mine or like yours, you can run a candidate in the Republican primary that is significantly farther to the right than the district as a whole. And if that candidate, that's the extreme right candidate, is running against a moderate, common sense, Chamber of Commerce, conservative, whatever we want to call them, that candidate has a pretty good shot, the far right candidate has a pretty good shot in the Republican primary, because the only people that are showing up are the people that are most focused, and that tends to be people farther to the extremes. They win that Republican primary, and then they don't get challenged in the general election. Where if you put everybody in that district and you let them all choose between those two candidates, the candidate that is focused on bread and butter day-to-day issues rather than the wedge issues will probably win. And the system right now has let some people be elected that would not have won in a different scenario, because they don't have the support of a broad base in their district. They have a support of a narrow sliver that's just enough to get them past the Republican primary. And to my mind, you don't design an election system to get your people elected. You design an election system that accurately reflects the preferences of the voters in that district. And then you go win the argument. Then you convince those voters to vote for your candidate. But you don't manipulate the system to favor one side or the other. You win the argument. That's how you win elections. And when the Republicans decided to close their primary, it was a very intentional attempt to pull the party and the elected officials to the right. It wasn't a secret. They were clear about what they were doing. And it's largely been successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that wasn't that long ago that the primary, that the Republicans closed their primary.
I want to say it was 08, and then the court case that finally gave effect to it was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
No, it wasn't that long ago that Idaho had open primaries, and it worked just fine, and Republicans dominated elected offices throughout the entire state. Mm-hmm. Because Idahoans are conservative. You don't have to create a system to benefit Republicans. That's who Idahoans are.
And we've certainly seen that scenario play out up here in our legislative district, where the low turnout in the primary tends to favor the more extreme candidates.
Can I make one other point there? Because
sure.
I think it's important to note that this is not an Idaho problem, and it's not even a Republican problem. It's a systemic problem. And if you look at New York, New York State does exactly the same thing, but the opposite. And it leads to extreme leftist candidates being elected out of New York that don't accurately represent the populace as a whole, because just like here, they're running in a closed Democratic primary, which pulls the candidates farther to the left. And then they're largely unopposed in the general. Mm-hmm. So it's not an Idaho problem. It's a systemic problem based on the way the system is designed.
Well, that's a good segue. We're going to run out of time in just a couple minutes, but that's a good segue into my next question. I think this is probably going to be observed nationally by the parties and you know, people that are active in politics. Do you anticipate that national groups are going to be supporting or opposing the Idaho's open primaries initiative and injecting money and influence into this campaign as we move forward towards the general election?
So I do think that the issues that we are dealing with in Idaho are issues throughout the nation. There is a reason that Congress has absolutely dismal polling. Everybody hates Congress, and yet the reelection rate is more than 90%. And it's not because Americans are stupid. It's because the systems that we are using are fundamentally flawed. And some people want to keep them flawed because they benefit from it. And I'd be surprised if some of those people on a national level didn't decide to spend some money in Idaho to try to keep the system broken.
Well, we're just about out of time, but very briefly, so what happens next for the Idahoans for Open Primaries campaign?
Yeah, so now we start talking to our friends and our neighbors. We were already doing that with the signature gathering, but now it's got to be even broader and more people, because now it's not a segment that needs to sign a petition. Now it's everybody that needs to understand it and be prepared to vote on it. For those of us that are Republicans, that are conservative and support the initiative, we need to talk to our neighbors. We need to be public. We need to say, hey, this is not a leftist plot to take over the state. This is good for the Republican Party. It is good for the state as a whole, and we should do it. And we need to make sure that people understand it and support it in November.
Mm-hmm. The idea is to get better government. Well, Hiram Absolutely. Erickson, I want to say thank you. You're with, again, Idahoans for Open Primaries. I want to say thank you for taking time to speak with us.
You're very welcome. I enjoyed it.